We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Tuesday. It's August 24th. It's 2021, and we have 14 games to talk about here on today's slate. I'm joined by my good buddy, Chief Justice 06. Will, what's happening, my friend?
Nothing much, man. Doing well. Glad to be on with you yet again. I think it's going to be a fun slate.
I mean, yeah, you know, it should be a fun slate. The six-game slate kind of, I mean, I don't want to jinx it, so I'm not going to say anything, but I would be very happy if Houston continues not to score any runs. So just going to leave it at that.
Well, I don't need that, man. I need Houston scoring some runs, buddy.
Well, one of us would be right here.
Oh, gosh. This stinks.
Yeah, I mean, I said it on Extra Survey. I had Grinders Live with Dean as well. I thought Houston was the top stack in the slate, but I also didn't want to play them as like uber chalk, so I faded them. So, I mean, they could score some runs. Just don't hit any home runs. That'd be fine. I mean, 14 games, a lot to talk about. I mean, NFL's right around the corner. You know, we got a ton of stuff going on with NFL and best ball content. Make sure you guys are checking that out. Ton of stuff going on with Prize Picks. Will's doing a video during the week. You guys check that out as well. Ton of stuff going here on Roto Grinders right now. So let's jump in. We get started here with Arizona at Pittsburgh, 8.5 total, pick 'em game. We got Madison Bumgarner against JT Brubaker. Any interest here in Madison Bumgarner?
I don't think so, Stevie. I mean, man, the price. I know you hear me just breathing so hard. I take that back. The price has me interested. At 7,100 against Pittsburgh, I don't really want to play Bumgarner on a normal slate. And I mean, but I mean, recently he's pitched fairly well against some pretty good teams. San Diego twice, San Francisco, Philly. Texas isn't good, but at Texas, I'm interested. It's because of the price, though. On a normal day, I don't want to play him, but I think the price warrants consideration for this matchup.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played Bumgarner all season, but he's somewhat interesting here. This team stinks. I think one guy has a WOBA over 300 against left-handed pitching this season on this team. I mean, that tells you a lot. The strikeout rate on the projected lineup is around 27%. This is a great spot for Madison Bumgarner, but I mean, it's so hard to trust him. He has been pitching a lot better here once he came back from injury. Maybe he was just hurt at the beginning of the season. Who knows? I do think he's in play here. The price tag, like you said, very fair. On the other side of this game, we got JT Brubaker. He comes into this spot, 23% K rate on the season, low walk rate. XFIP is a little bit below average. I mean, it's not like the Arizona lineup is great, but I mean, it's not like JT Brubaker is someone that has a ton of upside, but I mean, it's the same argument. He's really cheap, and it's not like this lineup is going to crush you. What's your thoughts here on Brubaker?
Yeah, I mean, I think in this spot, I kind of feel the same way as I do about Bumgarner, except in reverse. Like, Brubaker's been okay, but I feel like at least Bumgarner seems to be kind of trending in more of a positive direction. Brubaker seems to be, you know, kind of all over the place. So he's getting the Ks, but also giving up the ERs, and so our ERA or earned runs. So I don't want to play Brubaker. I'm gonna avoid him today.
Arizona bats, 14 game slate. Any interest here in the Diamondbacks?
Not exactly. I mean, they've got some cheap pieces like a David Peralta or a Pavin Smith, which Pavin Smith didn't play the previous slate. You know, as Drubel's 3K, like, they've got some cheap pieces. I think they're just kind of one offs. I don't really want to stack them.
Yeah, I mean, Rojas has been hitting the ball really well. He's kind of expensive at 4,600. I mean, if you fill in with any of these Arizona pieces, I don't hate it. Played them a lot yesterday. I mean, it's not a terrible spot. As far as Pittsburgh goes, I mean, they got nothing that I want to play against Bumgarner. One of the reasons that I like Bumgarner so much, I think if you're going to play anybody, it's Reynolds at 4.1K, maybe Hayes at 3.9K. But I mean, Hayes's numbers have not been good against lefties this season. You got to unmute, rookie. This guy. It's like you've never done podcasts
before. Oh, jeez. I get one of these every couple weeks. My bad. I don't want to play the Pirates today. They're sitting on the shelf right along with Brubaker.
Yeah, I hear you on that. All right, moving on here. We got Tampa Bay at Philadelphia. 9.5 total in this game. Tampa's a slight favorite at -120. Rasmussen against Suarez. Any interest here in Rasmussen?
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, nope. I'm just not gonna do it. I don't think I need him on this slate.
Yeah, I mean, the price tag at 6,800 is nice, but ballpark downgrade. He hasn't thrown over 56 pitches yet. I don't expect him to go deep into this game. I mean, yeah, I think they're very happy if they can get like four innings out of him, and I just. On a 14-game slate, it's just not enough. Rangers Suarez on the other side. I mean, he gets a bump a little bit with Nelson Cruz not in the lineup. But they also said that there's a good chance that Cruz is back for this game. So, I mean, I'm not playing Suarez.
Nope, negative. He gets a big fat no.
Tampa on the road in Philly. I mean, this is a really good spot for Tampa. What's your thoughts on the Rays here?
Yeah, I like them. What I will say is this. Manny Margot is 2.7K, and I think that's what's going to help open up the rest of this lineup. Yandy Diaz at 4,200, I think, will help open it up as well. And then Randy Arozarena at 4,400. Like, your other big bats like Cruz and Franco – and Brandon Lau up there, but you know, you can put together a good quality lineup for this team, so I like it overall. And I don't mind a lefty lefty spot here from Meadows or Brandon Lau.
Yeah, the other thing that I'll say really quick about as far as like Nelson Cruz goes, I mean, there's no DH, they're in Philly. So I mean, that hurts Rasmussen even more, in my opinion, because they are going to be very short leashed when they are going to have. I mean, Tampa is going to have bats on the bench ready to go. So no DH here for Tampa. Maybe Nelson Cruz doesn't even play. Are they going to put him in the outfield? No, they're not going to put Nelson Cruz in the outfield, are they? So I think I don't mind Tampa, but I think you got to look at the guys that you know won't get pinch hit for. Franco, Lau, Meadows, a Rosarino, those types of guys. Maybe Zanino. But I don't think anybody's safe with Tampa in a National League park.
Fair point, my friend. Fair point. It is,
As far as Philly goes, I mean, Harper, I don't mind him. He's expensive, though. Hoskins, Harper, I think that's really it for me. I don't have a ton of interest here in Philly.
Yeah. I do think Didi and McCutcheon are just cheap enough along with Odubel up top to where if you ran Harper and we want to kind of get a little stat, like I think we could put something together with those guys. But yeah, I'm not in love with Philly, but I do think, you know, these pieces are cheap enough around Harper that if you do end up like, you know, getting on Philly, you can build a little stat.
All right. We got the Angels at Baltimore taking on the Orioles, Dylan Bundy and Watkins. This game currently at a 10.5 total. The Angels are a 140 favorite here. One of the higher implied team totals on the slate. Any interest here in Dylan Bundy?
No.
I mean, we could just sum up both of these pitchers. Don't play these guys on a 14-game slate. There you go.
There you go. I'm with you.
Bats. I mean, Trout's probably not going to be back yet. I mean, I want to play Ohtani. He's so expensive, but I think he's probably the top hitter on the slate. Jared Walsh, I think, is in a good spot. And then, well, I think there's kind of fitting in like a third piece here, whether it be like Joe Adell or Stassi or somebody, just kind of finding that third. Justin Upton is super cheap. Finding that third piece because, I mean, I think you can even five-man stack the Angels today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking into it for sure. I mean, Brandon Marsh down here at the bottom, which he should be at the bottom still. He's 3,100, you know, lefty-righty matchup. You already talked about Walsh. It's up to still 3,400. I mean, yeah, just get on board with the Angels, man. It's should be a really good day for them.
Yeah, I mean, the Baltimore bullpen is just so bad. So bad. This is a good ballpark for the Angels. I mean, this is a great stack spot for a team that it won't look sexy on paper. That's for sure. Any interest on the Baltimore side here?
Oh, plenty. I mean, yeah. Stevie, I don't care about Dylan Bundy. I know he's been there. I'm not going down this narrative street. I love Baltimore today. Mullins, Mountcastle, Mancini, Santander. If DJ Stewart's in the lineup, he's 2,200. I mean, this is a good spot. About as good a spot as Baltimore can ask for in their home park. Good hitting weather. I think I like Baltimore more than the Angels, Stevie, and that's saying something because I really like the Angels. So I'm all over Baltimore on this slate, man. This is a great spot for them.
Yeah, I like both sides of this game. The pricing on Baltimore with Mullins, Mancini, and these guys, Mountcastle, Severino, they're all so cheap. You can get the top-end pitching that you want on this slate and still play Baltimore. So ton of interest in the Baltimore side of this game. I'm right there with you. Moving on, we got Chicago White Sox at Toronto Blue Jays. 9 total in this one. The Blue Jays are 120 favorite. Dylan Cease, Jose Berrios. Any interest here in Dylan Cease?
Man, he's got so much upside, Stevie. But I do think his upside is probably limited just a tad against Toronto. At 8,800, I don't hate it. He's not at the top of my list. I mean, I think I'd much rather play Charlie Morton at the same spot or Jack Flaherty. So I don't think I'm going to play Cease today. I'd absolutely play Marquez against Chicago. So I think there's just too many other guys in the range for me to have to play him against Toronto, which is a good hitting team. So I'm going to fade Cease today.
Yeah, big strikeout rate against righties. Does give up a lot of fly balls and hard contact to righties. And we know the Toronto Blue Jays are a very right-handed heavy offense. I mean, they just don't strike out a ton. We saw it with Lance Lynn. Lance Lynn was pitching a really good game. And, I mean, he just didn't strike a lot of guys out because Toronto puts the ball in play. They don't walk. They put the ball in play. They don't strike out and they don't walk. So, on the other side of this game, Jose Berrios, I mean – we had Alek Manoah as just absolute chalk yesterday. Berrios, I mean, this dude's very good against righties. You look at his numbers on the season, very good. 230 WOBA, 80 ISO. I mean, 25% K rate, under 5% walk rate, 50% ground ball rate. The power in this lineup is righties. So, I mean, at 8,600 on a 14-game slate, I don't hate Berrios here for large field tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, I totally get that, man. I mean, you're right. Limiting the damage, really nice ground ball rate, not a lot of hard contact. I mean, I'm with you. It makes a ton of sense. You know, and a lot of their better hitters, as you talked about, are righties. Robert, Abreu, Jimenez. I mean, that's kind of their big bats. Moncada is still there, but he's going to be batting lefty today. So I'm with you, man. I think this is a good spot. I still don't like him better than some of these other guys. Like, I wouldn't play him over Marquez against Chicago. And I think that's kind of where I'm drawing the line on such a big slate. Like, who can I eliminate? And he's definitely – I think he's going to end up on the elimination list because I think Marquez and Morton are kind of my two guys that are close in that range.
Bats in this game, anything on the White Sox side?
That's what's crazy. I don't want to play anybody. I really don't want to play any bats here, and I'm okay with that. Yeah,
I mean, on both sides. I mean, okay, you can play Vlad anytime. Cease does give up a lot of fly balls and hard contact. I think you could play Vlad. I think you could play Marcus Semien if you end up in that range and you want like upside type plays. But I mean, it's a lot to ask for guys that are that expensive.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm with you 100%, my brother.
All right. We got the Nationals and the Marlins facing off in Miami, 8.5 total. Pick'em game. I mean, some books have Washington as a slight favorite here. Eric Fedd against Jesus Luzardo. Eric Fedd is not a very good pitcher, Will. He gets the Marlins. Any interest here?
No. Nope.
Yeah, I mean, if you're playing 150 teams and you want to play Eric Fedde, sure, I get it. Like, it's the Marlins. Anybody can get there against the Marlins. I'm with you. I don't have a ton of interest. I actually have a little interest on the other side of this game, Jesus Luzardo. But he's just been pitching so bad. I know the Washington lineup is nothing scary, but, I mean, he just hasn't been able to fix the control issues. I mean, the ballpark's nice, but he can't throw strikes, and that's the biggest concern with him. He's not getting, like, a lot of home runs, but he's walking guys and just, you know, when you start walking people at a high clip, it's really tough to bounce back from it.
Yep. I'm not playing Luzardo either. I mean, you know, we talked earlier. I just go up to Bumgarner. Like, that's – it's just – this is really a good pitching slate overall. Like, I like it a lot. So, I'm trimming fat everywhere I can, and he has just absolutely no meat on the bone, Stevie. Can't do it.
Bats in this game. Anything on the Washington side?
I mean, I think they could get to him. I know we've got him projected low. I do think this is a sneaky stack, man. You got Soto, you got Bell that you can pair together. I mean, Yadiel Hernandez, while he's not lighting the world on fire, he's 2.3K. You know, you just put these guys together. Alcides Escobar is 37. Victor Robles is 2K. I really like this team, Stevie. I think Washington can score more runs than people think. I like them a lot.
I like Ryan Zimmerman. 2.7K. The dude has been good against left-handed pitching throughout his career. I like Zimmerman.
Yeah.
And I like Kaboom just because his name is Kaboom.
I got
it. That's all I got. That's all I got, Will. I mean, to be fair, Carter Kaboom has been hitting the ball really well recently. That's all I got, though. That's all of the arguments that can be made. If Robles is back and he plays, there you go. I got a little three-man going there, Will. Little three-man going. So, on the Marlins side, I mean, Fed is bad. Jazz is okay. I mean, Jesus Aguilar is okay. Alfaro is a cheap catcher. I'm not stacking either one of these teams, but I don't mind maybe using one or two of these guys.
I mean, maybe the lefties, Jazz. Like, talk about Sanchez. I think they're cheap enough for us to get away with it, but they're just, these are just, this is just an uninspired team from a bat perspective. I will play Washington. I probably won't play Miami. That's the way I feel about it.
All right. We got San Francisco going to New York to take on the Mets. 8.5 total in this one. The Giants are a 110 favorite, but it's really close to a pick 'em game everywhere. This game opened at 7.5, and it's up to 8.5 already. We got Sammy Long against Taylor McGill. Any interest here in Sammy Long?
Steve, how many times have I gave the long side today? We just can't play him. I mean, these pitch counts, they're all over the place. I can't do it.
I don't think he's going to pitch deep into this game. I mean, he's really kind of just filling in for, I think it was Anthony Descalfani, went on the IL. So, I mean, he's just really, they're probably going to get him to try to eat like two or three innings, and that's really it. So I can't do it. No interest whatsoever for me. On the other side, McGill, I mean, I'm not playing Taylor McGill. I know he's coming off of a really good start against this team, but this offense is really solid, and they'll get it rolling soon enough.
Yep. Can't do it. Won't do it. Now, at 6,900, I'd absolutely play him over these other guys like Rasmussen and Brubaker. You know, he'd absolutely be the guy in that range. But once again, I still would not play him over Bumgarner today, so he gets the X button.
Fair enough. Bats in this game, anything on the Giants?
I mean, man, maybe Brandon Belt, 3,900, Crawford at 43. I mean, I think those are really good prices. I mean, Steve, it seems like we're going to have good weather there. Looks like right now it might be around 87. 6-mile-per-hour winds. Blown out a little bit, 58% humidity. I think I might stack the Giants here in hopes that they sneakily run up the scoreboard and nobody thinks about it. This is a good team on this slate for such a big slate. I think this is a good team.
Yeah, I mean, the pricing. Yaz is 41, Crawford's 43, Posey's 4K, Belt's 3,900. Outside of Chris Bryant, I mean, he's still under 5K too. So I like the prices on the Giants. Hate the ballpark, but like the prices. As far as the Mets go, Pete Alonso's 4,400 against a lefty. I know he might only get one or two at bats against this guy, but ton of interest in Pete Alonso and Javi Baez here.
Yeah, I think Alonso at 4,400, I think I'm more interested in. This team is cheap, but I don't.
Well, they've been absolutely terrible. Let's be honest. Yeah. The Mets have been rough. I think they've won 2 out of the last 10 or something like that from what I saw earlier today. They're struggling big time right now.
Yeah, they need DeGrom to come in and pitch and drive some runs in.
Something. Do they need that, though? They don't score runs when he pitches. So,
yeah, I mean, it could be worse. No, he drives in his own runs.
That's true.
It's so true, though. It's so true. Yeah, I'm not playing the Mets. I do like the pricing, but Pete Alonso, maybe. Everybody else, I think I fade.
All right. We got the Twins and the Red Sox. This game opened at 10.5. It's 10 in a lot of places now. The Red Sox are a huge favorite. They're like anywhere from 225 to 250. We got Griffin Jacks against Tanner Houck. Whatever. Any interest here in Griffin Jacks?
No.
Are you sure?
Absolutely sure, my friend.
All right. I didn't think you'd want to play him, but I had to make sure. Houck on the other side of this game. I got some interest, Will. it's a little interest. It's more of like kind of feeling out like ownership in this range. But I mean, he struggled a lot last start, and it was against the Yankees, and he got the quick yank. But I definitely like this spot for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't play him over Marquez against Chicago. I just can't do it. And that's, you know, he's 7,900. I do think he's got some K upside. I mean, if you look at all these starts prior to the Yankees start, 8, 7, 6, and 8. I mean, the strikeouts, I think, are going to be there. But, yeah, I'm going to have to take the fade.
All right, we got the Minnesota Bats. Anything here?
Nothing really. Jorge Polanco's been playing okay. You know, Max Kepler, they're going to be out there in Boston. Maybe some of these lefties can rattle it off. I mean, Josh Donaldson, you know, has kind of been a professional home run hitter his whole career. But I don't want to stack Minnesota. I think I'd just go home run hunting with whoever's going to have the best batted ball profile.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate that idea. On the Boston side of things, I mean, I think they're one of the top stacks on the slate. Really like the price on Schwarber. What are your thoughts here on the Red Sox?
Yeah, man, stack them up, Stevie. This is our Pringles play of the day. You just keep stacking them every way you can. I think this is going to be a big time spot for them. I mean, you know, Vegas total already projected pretty high. You know, Griffin Jackson's not someone I'm afraid of. And they've got enough. I'm so sorry, people. Please forgive me. Man, that sucks. They've got enough value pieces to make it work. What's even more sneaky, though, Stevie, is I'm usually getting my boy Hunter Renfro at 3,500, and he's up to 5K now, and I'm so hurt. you know, I'm not getting the Hunter Renfro, Michael Brantley treatment that I'm used to, and I feel really icky about that.
Yeah. Texas at Cleveland, 9 total in this game. The Indians are a 170 favorite here. Eli Morgan going up against Taylor Hearn. Any interest here in Taylor Hearn?
No.
Yeah, easy pass for me. Eli Morgan on the other side. I mean, this dude's coming off of a stellar outing against Minnesota. He pitched good against Toronto earlier this season in a start too. 7,700 seems like a lot. I mean, I think if you're a large field max enter person, he's on the board today.
Yeah, for sure. He's not at the top of my list, but come on, man. It's Texas, Detroit. Some of these teams, we just know. I think back in the day, Stevie, we would use this term a little bit more often. You just stream pitchers against those teams. And I think Texas is definitely one of them, or has been one in recent time. So I don't mind Eli Morgan here in this spot. I do not like him better than Bumgarner, for what it's worth. I still like Bumgarner a little better because I feel like he's less likely to get touched up. But Eli Morgan's on the list.
All right. Any Texas bats that you like here?
No.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why Morgan's on the list today. I will say Garcia is 2.9K. And I know he has not been good lately, but this dude has 27 home runs on the season. Like, you could do a lot worse at 2.9K. That's all I'm going to say. That's it. On the Cleveland side of things, I mean, Reyes is 5.5K. It's a good spot for him against Hearn, who's a lefty. I think that I'm looking more at like Miles Straw or like Jimenez or something, just kind of looking for some value down towards the bottom of this order.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's cheap enough pieces for us to make this work, grabbing in, you know, Ramirez and Franny. So I like Cleveland. They're on my list for sure. Like you said, the bottom of this order is so cheap. You can do wraparound, even the top with Miles Straw. I mean, I think we can get very creative with Cleveland here. So I like them a lot.
Yeah, and not necessarily the bottom. I'm just looking more for these cheaper bats. That's all. Than anything else.
I mean, you know, Oscar Mercado, 2300.
Listen, don't tempt me with a good time. We got the Yankees, Yankees and the Braves, 9.5 total. Braves a 150 favorite here. Andrew Heaney against Charlie Morton. Any interest here in Andrew Heaney?
No. We're going to play a little game with this one, Stevie.
I mean, the way that Atlanta's been swinging the bats, maybe I do take some Andrew Heaney. He's been terrible. But, I mean, Jordan Montgomery just made Atlanta look silly. And he didn't really make them look silly. I think he only had, like, 2 strikeouts or something like that. But, yeah, I'm with you. I'm not playing Heaney here. I have slight interest in Charlie Morton. I know I probably shouldn't have slight interest in Charlie Morton.
Oh, come on. Charlie's the man for the spot, right?
Yeah, I mean, good strikeouts, ground balls, doesn't give up a lot of fly balls. And, I mean, this is a really right-handed heavy lineup. And the Yankees lose the DH. Like, we saw Stanton play the field for, I think, what was it, 6 or 7 innings? Maybe it was, but yeah, it was like as soon as they could get him out, they got him out. He did his damage before he got out, which kind of stunk. But yeah, I mean, I have slight interest here in Charlie Morton.
Stevie, I saw some numbers today, and it's not like you don't know, but it's just when they're in your face, it all comes together. What if I told you that the 3 through 8 spot in this lineup, everybody's over a 25% K rate. Everybody. Judge, Gallo, Stanton, Sanchez, Odor, Velasquez, 26%, 33%, 29, 29, 27, and 33. The only people under 20 were Rizzo and LeMahieu. And we saw what Yanoa was able to do today. Picked up 7 Ks. I didn't think he'd get past 6.5. Took the under. Boy, was I wrong. I think Charlie Morton goes to town here. I really do. So he's my number one pitcher on the slate today, believe it or not. If the Yankees roll this lineup out, Charlie Morton is almost a lock button in my book. Because he'll go, he has the ability to go 7-7, get the win if possible, and then we'll play our game, Stevie.
Does that mean you got 0 interest in the Yankees bats here?
Yeah, 0.
Yeah, I mean, Joey Gallo, 4.2K. Rizzo, 3.4K. These guys are just too cheap, more than anything else. I think, yeah. Like, if you're looking for, like, power and ceiling, then, I mean, these guys just fit that build tremendously. And then you could throw Judge in there and make it a 3-man for sure. And then on the Atlanta side of things, I mean, I know, like, they did not perform well against Montgomery. Andrew Heaney, we look at his numbers recently, and he is struggling. 5.3 xFIP. His ISO is 380 over the last month. Fly ball rate is 60%. Hard hit rate is 45%. I mean, I like Atlanta a lot in this spot. A lot. I know, like, the Yankees bullpen is really good, and I get that, and I respect that. But I think they could do enough damage here against Heaney early in this game that you don't even have to worry about the good part of the bullpen.
Here's our game. How many home runs does Andrew Heaney give up today? I'm setting it at 3.
See, I will probably take the under. I was thinking 3. So the fact that he made it 3 – I'm going to go under.
That's 3. Right. I was trying to be a good odds maker here. If I said 2.5,
I would have taken the over.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. I think he gives up at least 3, and then we'll see what happens if people are on base after that. But, yeah, man, I like the Braves here. I mean, Soler's 42, Duvall's 41, and then we can kind of mix in some of these other guys. I've just got to decide, do I want to pay $5,300 for Dansby Swanson? Do I want to play $5,700 for Ozzie Albies, like, or $5,100 for Riley? Like, those are the questions I'm going to have to ask myself and then make a decision on. But I like the Braves overall.
All right, we got Detroit going up against St. Louis here. Mize against Flaherty. This game opened at 6.5. It's up to 8, but the Cardinals are still a huge favorite here at minus 200. I can't play Casey Mize. Very talented young pitcher. His pitch count, his innings, all that stuff is all over the place. I'll play him again next year, but I'm out on Mize for the rest of this year.
Yeah, not doing it. Gets the X button.
Until he gets like Miami or something. He'll get like Miami, and then I'll have to like really like consider doing it or something. And like, but until that happens, I'm out. And then Jack Flaherty on the other side of this game. I mean, this is a guy that's just like a 20-point machine right now. He had a bad outing against Milwaukee last time out and still put up 22.5. I like Flaherty a lot on this slate. I think he's going to be pretty popular considering the matchup. I think Flaherty is very much in play here.
Yeah, man, I'm with you. I like Flaherty. I like him. This is a good spot for him.
All right. Detroit Bats, anything?
Nope.
Oh, I drank water and it went down the wrong pipe. I will say Detroit wasn't on the slate yesterday, but something really cool over the weekend happened. Miguel Cabrera hit number 500.
He did. Yeah.
Congrats to Miggy, man. I mean, this dude's battled so many injuries throughout his career. Reminds me a lot of Griffey. Like Griffey and Miguel Cabrera were like on such good paces and they just battled so many injuries. I mean, I think Ken Griffey Jr. had like upside to hit like 800 home runs if he didn't get hurt. So,
yeah.
But yeah, congrats to Miggy. I'm with you. Not playing Detroit here. On the St. Louis side, it's not like Mize is a bad pitcher, but I think the prices. DeJong's 3.7, O'Neill's 3.6, Edmonds 3.6, Molina's 3.4. I could see using some St. Louis bats as just some value plays here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you 100%. You look at these guys, we don't think Mize is going to be around a long time anyway. So, yeah, I'm with you. You talked about it. I mean, I think we could build this lineup without Arenado or Goldschmidt, like one or the other, and go to town. Like this, I think this is a good spot for him. Good weather, too. Good weather. Should be about 90 degrees there tomorrow.
Colorado at Chicago, taking on the Cubs here. We got Marquez against Steele. No total out for this game right now, but the Rockies about a 150 favorite. Talk to me about Marquez. I know you like him a lot.
I love Marquez.
Yeah, I'm going to really quickly pull up the weather at Wrigley. Night before, it looks like we're going to have – it's going to be really hot, and it's wind's going to be blowing out to center at 9.
I don't care.
He's like, I don't care.
I don't. If the Cubs hit the ball, it'll go somewhere. I don't see them really lighting up Marquez. He's a guy that pitches well. I mean, he has to deal with this all the time outside of the wind blowing out. And I know the Wrigley wind is, you know, it's its own phenomenon. But the guy pitches in Coors. I mean, he's 8,200 going against the Cubs. I can't ask for much more than this, Stevie. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, Antonio Sensatella's got 5 or 6 strikeouts against this team already as we're recording this this pod. So, and I'm not saying Marquez is going to go out and get 10 Ks. I'm saying I think he can go 6-7 innings, 5-6 Ks, barely give up any runs and get there. So I like him a lot. One of my favorite pitchers on the slate.
Yeah, I mean, Weather Edge is going to tell us this is very good hitting conditions. Very good. Like, it's supposed to be very humid, very hot in Chicago. The wind's blowing out the center. This is going to be very good hitting conditions, but I'm with you. I like Marquez a ton. Chicago gets to make contact. They got a lot of strikeouts in this lineup, up and down. When we're looking at the projected lineup here, I mean, this is a really good spot for Marquez. He has a 25% K rate. He strikes out righties at a high clip. They're potentially only going to have 2 or maybe 3 lefties in this lineup, so I'm with you. I'm playing Marquez here. I like the spot a lot. Steele on the other side, he's a lefty. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of him, but I mean, the last 2 outings haven't been terrible. What are your thoughts here on Justin Steele?
Yeah,
big ground ball pitcher.
Yeah, I think we can get more from some other pitchers. Like his pitch count still isn't. I mean, I know he went 82 pitches against Cincinnati, but I got to see it to believe it. He's going to sit on the shelf for me today.
If you want to punt, I think he's okay. It's not like the Rockies lineup is amazing. If you think he's going to throw 85 pitches and throw five innings here and you want to punt with him, I think he can strike out 5 to 6 guys in that frame. So as far as the Rockies bats go, I think the guys that could give him trouble are CJ Cron and Trevor Story. I mean, maybe McMahon, it's a lefty lefty. He has decent numbers against lefties. But I mean, I guess it would be Rogers. Rogers is probably going to hit second here. So if you're going to go 3-man, I think you go Rogers, Cron, Story in this one.
Yeah. I mean, I could definitely, yeah. I'm with you 100%. Well, how do you feel about Connor Joe, though? He's been okay.
Yeah, I mean, he should hit leadoff. So, like, if you want to play him, I don't mind him either at 3.5K.
Yeah. And for what it's worth, I did stack the Rockies against Hendricks for what it's worth, but we'll see. Jeez.
I mean, most of my hitters are in that Seattle-Oakland game, so I've been just patiently waiting for that game to get rolling here. So
if Houston could score some runs, that'd be great. But we're not going to tilt on this pie.
I'm not tilting. They keep not scoring. That's fine with me. Cubs bats, I got nothing, man.
Nope, nothing.
The Rockies are sneaky. The more I think about the Rockies, about this weather and everything, the more I really like the Rockies on this slate.
And guess I feel like I might have been a day too early because I was on them tonight in similar weather. And they've scored some runs. I've gotten a few points, but no home runs. Maybe they can squeeze out a few more before the slate is over with the guys that I invested in. We'll see.
All right, Cincinnati at Milwaukee, 7.5 total. The Brewers, a 180 favorite here. We got Corbin Burns and Tyler Molly. Go take the under in this game. Straight up. Like, I like the under a lot in this game right now at 7.5. There's 7.5. Solid. Tyler Molly. Yes, please. I mean, I like both of these pitchers. No surprise. I think this game is like a 2-1, 2-0, 3-1 type of game. This game has the lowest total on the slate for a reason.
Yep, I'm with you 100%. In fact, this might get my vote on scores and odds tomorrow. It very well may. It's just in terms of a total, take the under. But I'm with you. I like both of these guys. Corbin Burns is expensive. They're not my favorite pitcher. I do like Charlie Morton more than both of them, for what it's worth, because I think he has a day with the Yankees. Because of the price, he's 9K flat. And I like Marquez better because he's 8,200. But in terms of, you know, both of these pitchers, clearly they've been fantastic. So I'm on board with them. I just don't like them more than Marquez and Morton because of the pricing. That's literally all it is.
I got zero bats in this game.
Nope.
I like both of these pitchers a lot. And I mean, you could play Joey Votto at any point this season. Moustakas and Nick Castellanos are cheap, but I mean, I'll wait for a better matchup.
Yeah.
All right. That was a quick one. We're both on the same page when it comes to that game. Look at the bats in that, or the pitchers in that game for sure. We got the Royals and the Astros, 9 total in this one. The Astros, a 240 favorite. Singer against Garcia. Any interest here in Brady Singer?
No.
I mean, he did just pitch really well against Houston.
Okay. All right.
Daniel Lynch did okay.
I'm not falling for that trick.
Oh, Lynch got a ground ball to third, error throw on, I don't even know who was playing third base. And then they gave up a single and they yanked him, but they got at the inning without giving up any more runs. So I think Lynch is at like 15. So it's all right. It's all right.
I don't care.
Lynch got 14. If they win, though, if Kansas City wins, I get 4 more. I'm set, man. Lynch was 5% owned. 5% owned. So get that win. All right, back to this game. I'm with you. I don't really have any interest in Singer. I was just joking. Garcia on the other side. I mean, if you guess the pitch count right, maybe. But, I mean, there's so many good pitchers on this slate. I don't see myself using him here.
Oh, no. Not at 9,700. Forget about it.
Let's talk bats here. Anything on the Kansas City side?
Nope.
Yeah, just because I don't like Garcia doesn't mean I want to go out of my way to play Kansas City bats here. Houston against Singer on the other side. We know, like, Singer really decent against righties, but struggles a lot more with lefties. I mean, this is a spot that Alvarez and Brantley look really nice on paper.
Yeah, man. My boy Michael Brantley's 3,900. Invest. Alvarez, 5,300. I'm getting on board. I don't hate Correa. Don't hate Yuli. Don't hate Diaz. I like this whole team. Yet again, I've said this 1,000 times, but Houston is the team that I've invested in the most over the season. Like, I've had so much Houston. It's been insane. So much Houston.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Tucker is going to be coming back. I think he's been out for like 10 or 11 days, COVID stuff. I'm so like iffy on these guys coming back if I want to play them or not, but the price is nice on Tucker, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, we finish it out with the Dodgers and the Padres in this one. Game opened at 7.5. It's at 8. The Dodgers are a slight favorite. We got Darvish and Julio Urias both coming back from the IL. Let's start with Julio Urias. Nope. He had a calf injury, but, I mean, 9.2K, any interest?
Negative. I will not be playing Julio Urias today. Forget it.
Yu Darvish on the other, he was dealing with a back injury. I think he only missed one start. I think both these guys were 10 days and back in the lineup. I mean, they're just facing good offenses. If either one of these guys was pitching on like Tuesday's or Monday slate, we would have had interest in them. But I just, there's so many good pitchers on this slate. I don't want to take shots on these guys.
Yeah, I'm not playing either one of them. And I'm not playing a lot of bats, Stevie, for what it's worth.
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers, any interest there? Anything standing out to you?
I mean, any of these guys can get a hold of one. Muncy, Seager, Smith, Turner. But I don't know. I mean, Bellinger's 3,800. His price is plummeting because of his bad work at the plate. Maybe he gets a hold of one tomorrow. But I don't want to try and figure that out. So I think I'm just going to avoid it.
Yeah, I don't really love anything here, to be honest. I mean, you can always do that if you want to. The Padres side of things, anything here for the Padres that you like?
Nope.
I mean, I like Fernando Tatis Jr. Getting a lefty here. I saw a stat earlier today that like Fernando Tatis Jr. has 10 home runs in like 26 or 28 games against the Dodgers. So he'll hit a home run in one of these games by average. all joking aside, I do like Tatis against a lefty. Fam is 4.1K. Will Myers is cheap. So, I mean, if you land in this range and you end up on any of these guys, I wouldn't talk you off of it for sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here. Give me a guy under 8K to get 6 or more strikeouts today.
Man, I've got a guy that I think I should play. I don't know if he's going to get that many, but I'm going to do it. I'm going Bumgarner. Going Bumgarner.
All right, that's who I was going to take too. So I'm rethinking things here really quick. You know what? Give me Eli Morgan. That lineup is so bad. He was my
next
one.
He was my next one for sure.
Over 8K to score under 15. Who's your bust today?
Julio Urias.
That's who I was going to take too. Man, you took the one I wanted. Give me Dylan Cease, I guess.
Going to my next Toronto. One. Yeah. Yep, he was my second one.
Over 4K to hit a homer. Who's going yard today?
I don't think this is cheating. Give me my boy Yordan Alvarez.
I'm gonna cheat. I'm gonna go with Otani. I again. I know I said it earlier, but I think he's the top hitter on the slate. I'll give out two today. I'll give out two. I'm feeling generous today. Give me CJ Crone too.
Yes, I like that. I like that.
Under 4K to get two hits. Who do you got?
Dang it. I don't get my cheat code today, Stevie, but I do get a second cheat code. I'm just going to stay in that game. Give me my boy Michael Brantley, 3,900.
I could have bet people before the podcast that you were going to pick him for two hits under 4K.
That's my guy.
And yeah. I would have been 100% right. So just saying.
Yes.
I think Pavin Smith's back in the lineup today. I think they just gave him a day. So I'm going to go Pavin Smith for Arizona to get two hits today. Give me a stack to score six or more runs.
Cleveland.
I like it. I'm going to go Rockies.
Yeah.
Good hitting conditions, not great pitching. The Cubs have kind of shipped it in. I'm going to go Colorado Rockies today. Will, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, man. I am good. My brother, I'm so glad to hang out with you again, as always. It's always a pleasure.
I'm going to go watch the end of the Astros-Royals game. Hoping Lynch gets a win, and hopefully the Oakland and Seattle bats wake up a little bit.
Hopefully you're the good luck charm to my bats. I did take a Lourie Gurriel prop over 1.5 hits plus walks. He's got 3 hits tonight. I'm right on pace. Only thing I missed on today was Lance Lynn in the prop game. So, geez, we'll see, man. Still going to make money, though, which is good.
All right. We're going to get out of here. I hope everyone has an awesome Tuesday. Good luck on your contest. We'll see you guys again tomorrow.